Hughes Kripika remote working policy. Hughes Kripika's management have valued the concept of remote working prior to advent of its popularity and accentuated usefulness during the COVID-19 pandemic. Applying simple economic principles of efficient allocation of resources would naturally require the widest talent pool to choose individuals to contribute to a team, to avoid homogeneity and to inspire multicultural and multinational creative and critical thinking. Whilst these principles are high-minded, in reality many countries seek to protect industries and economies through restrictive labour practices. These laws must be respected and complied with, which will not necessarily prevent a remote working structure within a firm's organisation. Our team comprises Thai and non-Thai nationals who have studied and qualified in law and non-law subjects at higher education, including master's degree levels, and our management comprises individuals who have qualified as lawyers in multiple jurisdictions with practice and experience in different jurisdictions to their countries of origin. This structure lends itself to the concept of remote working, where individuals can, regardless of location, provide their skills and value into an engagement which may or may not be cross-border, but may involve the requirement of innovative thought regardless. Remote working is under scrutiny post-pandemic in the context of ensuring that neither the employer nor the employee develop rent extracting or exploitative practices which damage the parties, the firm and stakeholders. If employees work remotely, they must be transparent and honest about their working time and productivity, accept reasonable monitoring and quality control practices, whilst the employer must provide a flexible framework to take into account the benefits and challenges of remote working to ensure well-being of the employee and allow a mutually agreed career development path with a mix of skills for the firm and general skills for the market to be developed for the employee. The employee may also be a consultant, but should receive equivalence with regards to fairness of treatment. Remote working is not a tool for companies to simply save costs through reducing or eliminating office space, thereby transferring the burden and cost of providing a working environment onto employees. Hughes Kripika has a policy to allow remote working on the following flexible basis. 1. Respect for time zone differences and coordination between the firms, employees, consultants, clients, and stakeholders to align best practices on meeting times and work production times. 2. Flexible hours so that an agreed aggregate of productive hours is a higher priority and focus to rigid office-based hours. 3. Promotion and support of family commitments, including childcare, seniors care and or family member care. Financial support from the firm to allow hybrid working environments, so that use of co-working spaces, hosted working spaces and similar, allow employees to vary their place of work out of home office environments to foster variety, creativity and well-being. 5. Recognition and respect for those that are able and wish to use parts of their week around their work commitment to exercise or conduct well-being activities, ensuring that these regimes are disclosed so the team can align and adhere to client meeting and deliverable commitments. 6. Using our tech adoption carefully to be appropriate to inclusiveness of remote workers. This can mean using audio calls if an employee cannot participate in a video call for personal reasons at any given time, combining instructions through task management list allocation, and using video instructions to provide rewatchable instructions which are more humanized in nature than a series of email instructions regarding work. We also use regular team Zoom calls to update each of the team members and management on client matters, any issues that need to be resolved, and sidebars for addressing specific engagement matters. The International Labour Organization has also produced a series of papers providing excellent guidance on the history of remote working, which is pre-1900s, the policies which can guide effective and fair remote working, ensuring decent work for employees, and the policies which can be designed to effectively balance rights and productivity between firms and employees. Hughes Kribiker's management is aware and up to date with debates and analyses in this field of labour protection and relations.